Manuel's voice startled him. "Hey, man, wake up. It's time for lunch." Zach looked at his friend and then at the teacher who was sitting at her desk going through papers. "You go on," he said. "I'll be there soon." Zach sat at his desk trying to work up the courage to approach his English teacher. Finally, he took a deep breath, got up, and marched to her desk. Swallowing hard, he said, "Mrs. Marshall, oral communication isn't really that important, is it?" "Oral communication is a cornerstone of our American tradition," she continued. "Where would we be as a nation without Lincoln's Gettysburg Address? Where would we be without Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech?" Mrs. Marshall looked at Zach as if she expected an answer, so he said, "Somewhere different, I guess?" "Zach," she said, "I want all my students to be able to communicate in any way they choose. Nothing is more important than communication." Walking dejectedly down the hall, Zach thought about what Mrs. Marshall had said. He was never going to be a great public speaker like Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther King Jr. Standing up in front of people just wasn't his thing. Why couldn't he find his own way of communicating?